This news update is being brought to you by Agro Valley Services, Broadband Internet, and the AVS Tech Team, serving Huron, Tuscola, and Sanilac counties. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you, in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Caro, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. A U.S. government agency said a weaker repeat of Saturday's powerful solar storm is likely on Sunday. The U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration said the, quote, coronal mass ejections clouds of solar... A U.S. government agency said a weaker repeat of Saturday's powerful solar storm is likely on Sunday. The U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration said that, quote, coronal mass ejections, clouds of solar plasma that on Saturday led to reports of powerful grid irregularities and degradation of high-frequency communications and global positioning systems will slam into the Earth's magnetic field and outer atmosphere. The largest labor union in Nevada has ended a planned 48-hour strike meant to pressure Virgin Hotels Las Vegas to agree to a 5-year contract on wages and benefits. It is hoping talks set to resume Tuesday will lead to a new 5-year contract with Virgin Hotels Las Vegas. More than 700 workers with Culinary Union Local 226 walked off the job at the 1,500-room hotel casino near the Las Vegas Strip early Friday and ended that strike early Sunday. Guest room attendants, cocktail and food servers, porters, bellmen, cooks, bartenders, laundry, and kitchen workers were among those walking the picket line. U.S. officials pledged nearly $200 million in new spending and other efforts Friday to help track and contain an outbreak of bird flu in the nation's dairy cows. The outbreak of the virus, known as type A H5N1, has spread to 42 herds in 9 states. The new funds include $101 million to continue work to prevent, test, track, and treat animals and humans potentially affected by the virus, and they include about $28,000 each to help individual farms. Liam and Olivia have, for the 5th year, topped the list of top baby names for brand new boys and girls in the U.S., according to the Social Security Administration, and Mateo joins the top 10 baby names list for the first time. The agency annually tracks the names given to girls and boys in each state, with names dating back to 1880. The Social Security Administration's latest data show that 3.58 million babies were born in the U.S. in 2023. That is a light decrease from last year's 3.66 million babies. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes has reigned over the weekend box office. Estimates on Sunday said the latest installment in the Apes franchise brought in $56.5 million in North American theaters. It was a much-needed surge for what could be an uncertain summer in theaters. Ryan Gosling's The Fall Guy underperformed in ticket sales last week. This week it was number two with $13.7 million. Zendaya's tennis thriller Challengers was third with $4.7 million. And I'll take a look at your state and local news on WLEW after this.
Picture yourself on a new John Deere Zero Turn, mowing your lawn on a bright sunny afternoon, confident that you got the best Zero Turn for the best price at Tri-County Equipment. It's time to take a test drive at your nearest local John Deere Tri-County Equipment location. Pick up the John Deere Z330M Zero Turn Mower with a 48-inch mowing deck, just $38.99. How about the Z515E zero turn mower with a 54-inch mowing deck? It's only $53.99. Or how about stepping up to the John Deere Z735E zero turn mower with a 60-inch deck? Now just $79.99. Plus, get as low as 0% financing for 36 months on approved credit. Huge discounts on all John Deere Gator XUVs in stock, as low as $14,299, with 0.9% financing for 36 months. Hurry in to Tri-County Equipment. These specials are through June 30th only.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
In state news, Justin Verlander dominated his former team and Kyle Tucker homeward as the Houston Astros beat the Detroit Tigers 9-3 on Sunday to win the weekend series. Verlander pitched 7 scoreless innings, allowing 2 hits while striking out 8. He now has 3,365 career strikeouts. Jack Flaherty took the loss, allowing 3 runs on 7 hits in 6 2/3 innings. The Chevy Malibu, the last mid-sized car made by a Detroit automaker, is heading for the junkyard. General Motors confirmed on Thursday that it will stop making the car introduced in 1964 as the company focuses more on electric vehicles. The mid-sized sedan was once the top-selling segment in the U.S., a stalwart of family garages nationwide. But its sales started to decline in the early 2000s as the SUV became more prominent and pickup truck sales grew. Prosecutors say a man has pleaded no contest to manslaughter for fatally shooting a Detroit police officer during a 2019 domestic violence incident at the home they shared. Eddie Ray Jr. Johnson of Garden City was originally charged with first-degree murder and felony firearm for the 2019 killing of Detroit Police Sergeant Elaine Williams. But Wayne County's prosecutor says Johnson had pled no contest Friday to manslaughter under a plea agreement that calls for a sentence of 3 years of probation. Prosecutors said Johnson and Williams were domestic partners when they returned home intoxicated from a bar. Police in Michigan say a startling discovery was made on the roof of a Michigan grocery store. A woman was living inside the store sign for roughly a year. Contractors who were on the roof of a Family Fair store in Midland found the 34-year-old in late April. The sign has attic-like space with a door. Inside, the woman had a computer, desk, printer, and coffee maker. She was able to get power with an extension cord. Police are not certain how she regularly got up on the roof. An officer says the woman was cooperative and agreed to quickly leave. No charges were pursued. Now take a look at your local news on WLEW after this.
What does better internet mean to you? Is it faster speeds, an affordable price, overall reliability, or quality customer service?
There's a reason Agri Valley Services is the better choice for internet, and it's because we stand behind our service. We have faster speeds than ever before, and our prices are affordable with no gimmicks or hidden fees. We pride ourselves on our reliability, and our friendly customer service team is there to help when needed.
For the past 25 years, Agri Valley Services has simply done it better. We treat our customers like neighbors because we're local. Plus, our selection of plans are designed to meet the demands of today's internet users. Whether you're a family or a business, located in town or out in the country.
So what are you waiting for? Make the switch to Agri Valley Services and get better internet. Call the sales team today at 888-282-4932 or go to agrivalleyservices.com.
In local news, the time-honored tradition of the blessing of the fleet will be done at the Bayport Fish Company, which is the longest continuously operated business on the Great Lakes. The Bayport Area Historical Society and Bayport Fish Company will coordinate a blessing of the fleet at 1 p.m. May 19th at the Bayport Fish Company. Participants should bring their own lawn chairs for the event. Following the blessing, there will be a whitefish fish fry to follow the blessing at the B.C. McClellish Memorial Park on Promenade Street. Donations will be accepted and will go to the benefiting the Bayport Area Historical Society. The Village of Cass City is getting ready for the recreation season. A key recreational opportunity in the community is the Helen Stevens Memorial Pool and its splash pad. During the last council meeting, it was reported the Parks and Recreation Committee recommended the pool's vacuum be replaced. The current vacuum is large, cumbersome, and needs two lifeguards to operate it. The purchase of a new pool vacuum would save on labor costs and increase efficiency. To help offset the cost of a new automatic vacuum, a request was submitted to multiple funding sources, like the Tuscola County Community Foundation has. To go along with that, approval was given to replenish supplies for the pool's operation with the purchase from B&B Pool Sewers. The purchase of 40 50-gallon oils of chlorine briquettes along with 15 pounds of pH down for $9,725 was made. The purchase along with that is on hand should cover most of the pool season. The pool is scheduled to open on Saturday, May 25th. The movement to allow outdoor dining and serving of alcoholic beverages continues along with the creation of social districts for those activities. The Lapeer City Commission approved right-of-way licenses that will allow restaurants, food businesses, and taverns to include outdoor seating on sidewalks in front of establishments within a designated area. The cost to allow that is $25 for each business license. In other action, the commission adopted a resolution to apply for funding through the Michigan Department of Transportation, or MDOT, Local Bridge Program for preventative maintenance work. If secured, the funding would go towards upgrading the bridges on Fox, Nepessing, and Oregon streets. And I'll take a look at more news on WLEW after this.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
In other news, it is almost time for students to learn what rural life in the Thumb was like back in the early 1900s. The annual school tours of the Thumb Octagon Barn and Agricultural Museum will be this Wednesday, May 15th through Friday, May 17th. The tours offer a unique educational learning experience for students from preschool on up through 8th grade. During the tours, hundreds of children from throughout the state will attend the unusual learning experience that brings what rural life was like more than a century ago. The theme for this year is A Century Jewel in recognition of the barn's 100th birthday. And that is the news for this hour here on WLEW. I'm Steve Kaczynski. For the latest Thumb Marion news anytime, you can go to thumbnet.net. And WLEW and WHST currently have no obituaries to report as of 6 p.m. today, Sunday, May 12th, 2024. For a complete list of written Thumb Marion obituaries anytime, you can go to thumbnet.net. And this news update was brought to you by AgriValley Services, Broadband Internet, and the AVS Tech Team, serving Huron, Tuscola, and Sanilac counties. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Caro, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.